three other members of the group.
In fact, I'll mention that. Okay?
Yes.
This is a meeting of the subcommittee of the zoning advisory panel called the Use Table Subcommittee. Members of the committee who are here this evening, Bill Lander, David Brunson,
Rotenstein,
Jody Klein, and Bill Shen. Three members of our committee have not yet arrived. If they do arrive, we'll go ahead and introduce them when they get here. Basically, we're going to start our presentation with staff telling us what they have accomplished so far. I see bundles of piles and bundles on the table. Loisville Mayor and Damon Orobono have done a lot of work already. They told me they're only going to talk for 10 minutes about it. I'm sure there's a lot more they can say. But let's hear what you have to start off with.
Okay, thanks, Jody. We have been working on different aspects of the zoning code rewrite, and especially focusing on uses. I think that you've seen that chart behind you. Unfortunately, it's that way, but that represents all of the uses in the code, and there are about 425 of them on there, just copied and pasted out of the code. So there's all kinds of duplication, overlap, and many uses that sound very similar to other uses. In fact, one of the things we've been looking at that we came across while we've been doing this project is a book called A Better Way to Zone by Donald Elliott. And I don't know if any of you have seen it. I see Jody nodding. It's very interesting, and it's written in a really readable way for a zoning book. Everybody here probably has the kind of background that would find this interesting, but I just wanted to read you a real quick part of it that concerns what we're doing tonight. We're talking about how uses in a code start out simply and get complicated. For example, a veterinarian wants to open a clinic in a small-scale neighborhood business zone, but that is not a permitted use. The question has not come up before, and the city decides that it did not really intend to keep veterinarians out of neighborhood commercial areas. There are, after all, a neighborhood service. The city proposes an amendment to add veterinarian as a permitted use. The neighbors object, and they will support the zoning text change only if it's limited to 5,000 square foot facility. Done, says the city. Now the ordinance has veterinarian and veterinarian under 5,000 square feet in the list of permitted uses. But the following year, when the scenario plays out again across town, a different set of neighbors insists that there not be any animals on the premises at night. That eliminates the risk of barking for the houses across the alley. Done, says the city. Now we have a veterinarian under 5,000 square feet, no overnight boarding in the list. Next, someone wants a big facility, and the neighbors are afraid of the noise and the smell of the outdoor dog run. So veterinarian, no outdoor enclosures is added. So we all laughed. I'm glad some of you laughed. Because the next thing he says, this may seem humorous, but it really happens this way. And we all know that it does.
I think if you take a look at that chart behind you, there's plenty of uses on there where you think the history may be very similar to what you just read in this book. There's so many different ways of describing particular use with slight variations between them. So.
One of the ones we like the best is office, because you can find at least 13 different ways to say office on that chart. And one of the goals that we have, or one of the ideas that we have, is to broaden the uses on the chart and call it offices, because it's the same impact whether it's an insurance claims office or a real estate office or a professional or a general office. So that's just one little thing that we wanted to start out with.
What do you mean by that? If you don't want to answer, you mean you would have a term that says office, and then you would have a definition that would be very broad?
Yes, we're going to get to that. That's a good question. Thank you for leading into this. We are looking at, I heard last month at the meeting that it would be helpful if we had other zoning codes that we're looking at, and so we brought a couple with us today. It would be, we're looking at Chicago and Portland that use this broader method of describing uses. And I brought with us today copies for you. That's one of the piles we have here. Both of these cities, jurisdictions, use descriptions of use categories. So if it says office, then there's a description. If it says household living or group living, there are different explanations, and then but they do it in two different ways. So we wanted to distribute this to you so you could see how it's being done. It's sort of the same idea, but two different methods. One method is more specific than the other.
Can I ask you to take one step back?
Okay,
good. You're talking to the indoctrinated, but Dave and I had a conversation in the beginning, and I told him his technical naivete was actually an advantage because he'd be able to point things out that we have all overlooked. But I'm not sure you know how our zoning ordinance is set up.
You know that, yeah.
Right.
Do you want?
Well, no, I thought maybe we even need to go back and kind of just talk about how it's set up. But if you're that far along, then I'm...
Well, do you also have a chart of the 425? Is that in the book that we got?
That's in the appendix.
Remember the appendix that you open up the chart?
Yeah. that's actually in your appendix.
So these are nothing more than all of the use tables and then just sort of...
All the use
condensed down to one simple table.
Yeah, when I dumped that into an Excel spreadsheet, it came up to 438.
Okay. Okay, so we were close. we thought it was 420. that's good. Okay. Maybe I should back up a little bit. Bill got me going a little bit further than I wanted to go at first. One thing that I want to start off with is that part of this rewrite proposes condensing all of the 119 zones into fewer use districts. And Josh Sloan has a group just like this going on in the atrium to talk more in depth about that. But I didn't think I could really talk about uses without talking a little bit about use districts. Use districts are a way to describe zones in a way. I mean, there's a little bit of different terminology going on. But I just wanted you to take a look at, and this is in draft, of course. Everything we're doing is totally in draft. We're looking for your feedback, we're looking for your ideas, and we're looking to see.
Do you have enough for our home workers?
I do, yes.
Okay. I can pass it.
Are these all of them?
Now, when you look at this chart on the left, you'll see all the existing zones, but it doesn't include 17 TDRs, 26 PDs, and 15 overlay zones. So when you add up everything here, and you add up what it does not include at the bottom, you get to the 119 existing zones. So just generally, starting at the top, the agricultural use district would be comprised of the existing zones on the left. Now again, I'm stressing proposed consolidation of zones to use districts. There will be a lot that goes into deciding whether, for instance, RE2 stays in the agricultural or is contained in the low-density residential, for example. And there's lots of other ifs, and we need feedback on all this. So what I brought with us tonight is the commercial residential district in the way of an example of how the use tables could be restructured to be similar to the two models that we're looking at and to be way less complicated than the existing codes. What we're looking at doing is being much more general about the use, and also another big change is currently, you know, each zone has subcategories, and right now there are about 13 subcategories, and we're thinking of reducing it to just six.
What are the subcategories?
The subcategories currently, I mean, if you looked at a table, you'd see a breakdown. There would be residential, transportation, communication, and utility. So you find the use in that category. So it's the alphabetical
listing. You mean if you look at the zone and look at the table of uses, they break it down by generic types?
Yes, that sounds good. Okay. Except there's so many of them. There's 13. So if you don't know that it's under services and not commercial, you might miss it. Or if you're looking in agricultural and you don't see it, it might be an agricultural industrial. You know,
if you're looking for the zone.
If you're looking for a use. If you're looking for a use on the chart. Okay, I'll try to slow down. Okay, so we're trying to uncomplicate and simplify the whole use table structure. And right now, there are 13 different subcategories. So it makes it difficult to find the use you're looking for. So if we reduce that to six and call them agricultural, residential, institutional and civic, commercial, industrial, and at this point, other. We're just calling something other because some things just don't fit into a category.
I'm cutting you off.
That's all right. No. Hey, we're looking for
that's
feedback.
That's your intention, right?
No.
This really is the point of this, is to get
if you want
questions
to make a presentation and for us to sit here and just listen, that's fine. And I can do that. But if you want a discussion, you can talk about it too.
Well, I was going to give just a brief overview and then say we'd like your thoughts on the following.
Please.
Is that okay?
Yes,
no, because
absolutely.
Keep them all in mind. You know, we do want as much feedback as possible because we're so into this. You know, we've been going through all those uses for a couple months.
Yes.